You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a good soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. May you do this well.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Before stepping out of the office to come for this morning, the Lord dropped a word in my heart. And I believe that word is for somebody. The Lord said to remind you that anything that will have, or if it is said of anything at all, that that thing is of value, then it must be that it does not fluctuate. It is consistent. Don't let your mood determine your worth. Are you following me? Don't allow your mood determine your worth. So, when you find yourself in a place and all of a sudden you start going through mood swings, alright? Start going through mood swings and it made you drop in the level of your efficiency. That is, on the basis of that which you are feeling, you stop doing that which you are known for. Alright, that usually happens when a man is closest to his breakthrough. Alright, it is important we learn that the darkest part of the night is just before the dawn. Are you following me? Tell the neighbor, darkest part of the night is just before the dawn. Just before the dawn. Alright, so that time where it looks like you are never going to be victorious, where it looks like you may never come out of this, that's the time where you are closest to it. Amen. And that which you are closer to, that the enemy is trying to make you lose, you will not lose it. Amen. You didn't say that amen like you mean it.
Amen.
You will not lose it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Sometimes you just wake up with a desire, alright, to cut off your relationship. Don't do it. Don't try it. Don't try it. I don't know who I'm talking to. Don't try it. Can I see my eyes? Don't try it. Tell your neighbor, don't try it. Alright. Even if you have planned it, don't try it. Discouragement is a sign you are doing something right. Yes. It doesn't come to those who are doing everything wrong. It's a sign you are doing something right. You are getting something. So don't throw things away because you are discouraged. Are you following me?
Yes.
Before I read this passage, I have a leading in my heart to say something briefly about the woman Esther. Alright, in respect to the subject of value. And please, people of God, I want you to hear me and listen to me. It will do you good. Are you following me? Sir, most of the things the devil presents before a man, they are things the man already has. The devil does not have any new thing. Please sit down. Thank you. Alright, there are things the man already has. Are you following me? The things he has. He told Adam. He said, he told Eve, as God told you that you should not eat of any tree in the garden. He said, of every tree in the garden we may freely eat, but that which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, thou shalt not eat it, neither shall you touch it. And the devil said, for he knoweth, that the day that thou dost eat out of this, thou shalt be wise. Alright, knowing good and evil, and you shall be like God. They were already everything he was promising them. The devil does not have anything new. Are you following me? I don't know who I'm talking to. If the devil can present a fake, God has the original. He does. He does. He has the original. I want to say this word again. Don't break that relationship. That fellow. See me. Yeah. See me first. You know, the reason why I use the word see me is because it is possible that there's somebody here who needs to hand his own. That word is not for you. Yeah. Very possible. Hear me. There are mistakes that are not pardonable in a relationship. Let me tell you one. He got angry, then slapped you. And he said, you see, this happens to him whenever he's not in his right mind. Ah! So God has created you with mind calculator to calculate when is he in his right mind. Where will he not be in his right mind? Anger is a terrible thing. It can destroy in one day what you built in 50 years. One day. There are many people. Let me say this. What I want to say is heavy. What I will say. There are many who have lost the will of God for themselves in marriage. Yes. True character. Alright, don't just muffle anything up and say this is the will of God. If it is not the will of God, your friends and enemies know. Amongst my friends, our friends, let me use that word. Those of us who are in school, we know those who marry right. We know now. And we know those who married wrong. The ones who married right, we can always check in. How are you doing? You are excited. The ones who marry wrong, please, bank here, well. You know the meaning. Greet your wife for us. Because when you get there, that's the line of the tribe of that family. Start asking, when are your friends leaving? In my family, kiri ya buku. When will they be going? God bless you. You are blessed. All right, let me quickly show you something about Esther. The king, in respect to value, the king was married to a woman called what? Vashti. All right? Vashti. Beautiful woman. And you know, I taught the lady on Vashti, why won't you dance? Just dance the dance. You know, it was just a meditation on my heart. The king. Now, that king was not just a king. He was a king over several provinces. He was, at that time, the most powerful king on the face of the earth. Alright, and he had other people. He wanted to boast about the beauty of his wife. So he called her. You know, that moment where, for those of us who have, of course, we are all Africans, where your father wants you make both for his friends. So, omomio, you know, squeeing and all, you know. And then, that's the point, he's calling to come and help check his BP, just so they can know. And that point, you get there and say, I'm busy. Alright, but for one reason or the other, either two village people or city people, she didn't dance. And the king, you know, he had to make decision right there and then. Let letter be sent to the land. Let all the maidens, the virgins gather themselves, this. Now, I want to ask a question. When Esther walked before the king, there was an anointing on her. What was that anointing? Favor. Alright, such that when you talk about favor in scriptures, one of the first persons that will come to your mind is Esther. Now, the favor that came on Esther, did the favor rest on her because she was beautiful? No. There were other beautiful girls. But the favor rested on her because she was going to be a major solution to a major problem. Let me say this to you. Favor will always find more expression in a life of potential solutions. Are you following me? More expression. Are you aware that God himself can announce you? God. See, there is a need to announce this one. What are placed in her needs to speak. But that will only happen when God has successfully placed something there. Are you following me? Alright, a woman who is not pregnant has no business in delivery room. You can't give birth to what you didn't conceive. Are you following me? Say it again. I have favor. Say it again. Say it one more time.
I have favor.
In the name of Jesus. I'm favored. I carry value. In the name of Jesus. I'm not normal. There's nothing ordinary about my life. Let me talk to you about something. I want to show you a scripture, but there's something trickling me. Something is. Many people are valuable, but they don't know how to represent the value they carry. You know, I was saying something in first service that it doesn't get to my head. Alright, that I am this and that. It doesn't cross my mind. I don't sit down and say, Lord, deal with my heart about this thing. It doesn't cross my mind. It's not an issue that I need rescue over. Pride by the mercies of God. And that's why I boast in his mercies. Why? Pride is a function of perspective. I'm going somewhere. Now, as much as I will not overbloat what God is doing in my life, let me say it again, I don't underrate it. Alright, so when I appear anywhere to do anything, I appear knowing that I represent God. Are you following me? Knowing I represent God here. I'm not going to behave myself unwisely. Foolishness is costly. Some Christians carry themselves anyhow, like they were not bought with the blood. Are you following me? The way some Christians carry themselves, like they were bought with Zobo. The blood of Jesus is not Zobo. Neither is he Bobo. It's the blood. It's the what? Blood. You are as expensive as the blood that bought you. So you are valuable. But you must learn to project that value intelligently. Are you following me? Intelligently. You are running a business. You don't have logo. You pack it inside pure water nylon. You do all those things like that. Then you pray. Now, let me say this to you. Even if what you are selling is coffin, if you build that coffin without respect, even when people die, they will still patronize somebody else selling the same coffin. So even the dead recognizes honor. How much more the living? The dead. You know, there's a way you go to eat in a place and you know I will never step here again. Not because the food is not sweet, but because they have a waiter who does not regard people. Now, you follow what I'm saying? I went to Spartan, she said, okay, he's at the back. I went to barb somewhere. I wanted to barb my hair. Alright? And we're driving around trying to see before I have to go and barb my hair in Ife. Because I don't want to be receiving prayer point for barbing. That please pray along, church. We don't know what they are capable of. Now, when I got to this barbing saloon, he had started. But the way he held the head, I said, "Sir, how much is my money?" He said, "Bita bade, sir, how much?" He said, "500. "God bless you, sir. Please have it." I didn't wear a cap. Thank God I was in the car. Zoomed off and then was looking for somewhere else where they know how to handle the head of kings. You want me to come to church and they're asking, "Who is this?" The reason why some people don't believe you have what you have is because you don't understand that value is best represented through honor. Honor. That you honor men truly. You see, I have a custom. Recently, I've not really had time with the boys at home. I have a very serious custom. If you come to my house and you serve yourself and you put soup on top of your rice like sacrifice, you'll be dealt with. You'll be dealt with. For dishonoring yourself, you'll be dealt with. I will not allow you dishonor me. I will not allow you dishonor others. And I will not watch you dishonor yourself. You cannot know your purpose that way. You can't. You will see yourself as a commoner. One of my pastors was sharing a testimony. He said the first time I stepped to pastor's house, so when I was served food, he said, then I knew my life was important. In this, if somebody should serve you food in this ministry, and the fellow put just there, that fellow wasn't trained in this house. And I'm the kind of person you can cook for. And I say, "Blessed food. But please sit down. Take the spoon. Eat it. Swallow it, my friend. You can go more. One more spoon. Yes, you're almost there. Take water. Continue." There is a way people will treat you and you feel less than what God has made you. Don't see, you are not an anyhow person. Don't let anyone treat you anyhow. And don't treat yourself anyhow. Are you following me? Stop eating corn on the road. You call it mouth organ. Say, I'm a king. Let's say this. I'm a container. With contents. For continents. Say it loud and clear. That you are not yet standing before kings does not mean kings are not observing you. They are watching. They are watching. There are many things that God has said concerning your life that this version of you cannot handle it. You need to upgrade you. Are you following me? If you are praying but not renewing your mind, you will still be old. Renew your mind. These are things you must learn. Are you following me? Say, "I will never dishonor myself again." Say it again. Now, I was saying in the morning about Bishop David Oyedepo's daughter's wedding. I said, "God, our guy is your love image now. You don't have two heads. This head too will do great things." No. You know, let me say this to you. The smallest way to live is to live for yourself alone. Alright? When you are not a solution to anybody's problem, nobody will value you. Don't live for yourself. That's the smallest way to live. there are people who are rich but are rich fools. What's the problem of the rich fool? He said, now my soul will eat and be satisfied and make merry. He forgot that the reason why God placed you ahead is to prepare the way for others. He forgot that. Let me show you a scripture. Alright, this scripture will address your background in respect to your value. Turn with me to the book of Judges. Judges chapter number 11. Follow me quickly. Judges 11. Judges chapter number 11. I will start the reading from verse 1. Thank you, Lord. People of God, if you are seated in this church, I tell you the truth and I lie not. It is too late for you to be small. If you were going to be small, you would have not been here. But the fact that you are here means you can be small. Can I hear a big amen to that? Yeah. The fact that you are here means you can't be what? Can't be small. It's too late. Too late. In the name of Jesus. Alright, Judges chapter number 11. Let's look at it. Now, Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, but was the son of a harlot. Alright? Was the son of a what? Harlot. And Gilead begot Jephthah. Gilead's wife bore sons. And when his wife's sons grew up, they drove Jephthah out and said to him, you shall have no inheritance in our father's house, for you are the son of another woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brothers and dwelt in the land of Tob. Alright? And worthless men banded together. Are you seeing that? With Jephthah, and went out raiding with him. And it came to pass after a time that the people of Ammon made war against Israel. So it was, when the people of Ammon made war against Israel, that the elders of Gilead went to Jephthah from the land of Tob. Then they said to Jephthah, come and be our commander, that we might fight against the people of Ammon. So Jephthah said to the elders of Israel, did you not hate me and expel me from my father's house? Why have you come to me now when you are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, that is why we have turned again to you now, that you may go with us and fight against the people of Ammon and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, if you take me back home to fight against the people of Ammon, and the Lord delivers them to me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead, look at what they said, said to Jephthah, the Lord will be a witness between us. If we do not according to your words, then Jephthah went with the elders of Israel, and the people made him head and commander over them. And Jephthah spoke all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. Hear me. Background notwithstanding. If you have the answer to the problem of the people, they will seek for you. It is the work of the devil that you will summarize your existence based on who gave birth to you. Are you following me? Alright? Your background, they said, should not necessarily put your back on the ground. Sometimes you were born, alright, from a situation that looks not palatable. In fact, if you have your way, you would want to deny those who gave birth to you. Alright, but don't tread that path. Are you following me? Regardless of the situation. Alright, look at these guys. Those who were born legitimately, what solution did they give? Are you following what I'm saying? What solution did they give? Alright, you might have heard stories. My parents were not planning for my birth when they gave birth to me. I didn't have the opportunity to be sponsored to so and so place. I didn't have the opportunity to enjoy so and so thing. Alright? Thank God for those times. Alright? But now you have the opportunity to determine what your future will look like. And this is it. People are really very gullible. Alright? The truth of the matter is this. They may hate you. But when you have answers to their problem, they cannot deny you. Because they want solution. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? Jephthah did not allow his head to be buried in sorrow. You say such a thing as someone is criticizing you, and you allow the fellow cheat you twice by letting you enter into depression. Why should you allow them cheat you twice? How will you want to answer those who said you are not capable of getting the right answers? Result is the only answer that can banish their insult. You allow God lead you by the hand and give you results. Let me say this. There's nobody that God cannot lift up. Alright, the only man that God cannot lift up is the one who thinks God cannot. Are you following what I'm saying? Lift up your hand. Say, regardless of what I've been through, say loud and clear, I know God has a plan for me. Say it. I know God has a plan for me. Glory to God. Alright, sometimes the issue, don't forget that these things, alright, they respond to law of focus. They respond to law of focus. Can I have a pen there? A pen. Thank you. Alright. If I hold out this pen, alright, and I decide to focus on the pen, alright, it means I will be necessarily blind to the church. Alright, because focus on something also indicates blindness to another thing. Are you following me? Now, the pen is so small, but if I focus on it, it becomes the biggest. Are you following me? And in like manner, if I should focus on the church, this pen ceases to exist. So it is not about the existence of anything, it's about the focus. We are not saying those who are joyful don't have problems. We are saying that they choose to focus on what works. They choose to focus on what works. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, the Bible said, except a grain of wheat first fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. Alright? When you look at that grain of wheat in that dead state, do you look at it as anything of value? Sometimes value is not recognized until it is in its fullness of time. Alright? This thing is what it is, but it will not be seen until the time comes. It does not change the fact that it is there. Are you following me? You have a vision. Every vision first goes through seed state. What is seed state? The state where it is planted. Alright? It takes people who are seeing well to recognize every good visions in their seed state. They may trample on that vision. They may castigate that vision. But it does not change the fact that something is growing. Are you following me? Alright? Stop telling people to stop trampling on you. Just grow out. Nobody can march on a tree. You have to climb. Alright, if you grow, that is the only answer that can answer. That's the only way to answer those insults. If the same thing that got you depressed last year is still getting you depressed this year, it means you are still at the same point you were last year, this year. You've not shifted. It is possible to be growing and yet not advancing. Are you following me? But what did Jephthah do? Alright? He did not just go to the bush to lie down. Men who were distressed got themselves attached to him. That's the blessings of God. That's the blessings of God. You know, I remembered when our ministry was starting as Friends of the World on OAU campus. Some people gathered themselves together and said to me, "You are only starting this platform, all right, because of offering." Look at these words. They said, "If not because of offering, why can't you go and start it somewhere else? Why campus?" And one of those guys, they gathered themselves, about three of them, called one of my associates working with me, and sat him down in a meeting and said, the man you are following is a man who is going nowhere to happen. I bet with you what he has started is going to crash right in less than 6 months. Today is what? 23rd. By tomorrow to make it 6 years. 2014, August 24. Alright? And that's the same platform that grew to become Spirit of Light Church. It didn't die. And guess what? All those who were raining in salt then will get invitations from them now. If you stop because they accuse you, you won't be a blessing. Let me say this to you. Criticism is a soil. Only men of faith grows there. It's a soil. Don't trash it. We need the enemies more. Those who are saying you can't get, we need them. Why won't you misbehave? Because they have said you will misbehave. True or not true? If you misbehave, they will say, we know. We've known him. He will misbehave. So you must behave well. They called my people to different meetings, were saying all sorts of things. Saying, you want to follow this man. And that's the word. That's the concept. You want to follow this man who is going nowhere. You want to follow. Can I give you a secret? Can I give you a secret? If you find yourself in any spiritual family, sometimes the way to know the one with the firstborn oil is to check for the one that the enemy is using others to criticize. Criticism usually goes towards an accusation, goes towards the one who is carrying the anointing to save the family. Check Joseph. Alright, it's the one that people will mostly disregard. Why would you stop that ministry because they accused you? Many of you have allowed different things die in your hands because people were saying terrible things against you. You want them to stop? Keep walking. And it should get to a point where you are too busy to listen to what people are saying. Too busy. Too lost in your purpose. Glory to God. People of God, you are permitted to look tush, but you must be tough under your skin. Be very tough. Once God placed that vision in your heart, make up your mind, it won't die. You know, it's a confession I say to myself every morning. Nothing dies in my hands. 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 There are some of you here, and I say this prophetically, all right, that the reason why God will still watch you to be single for a while. You say, pastor, again? Yeah, I'm your pastor. Is that God will make sure you carry what is needed for the kind of destiny he has created you to connect with. You must come to that table with something, and that thing must be more than desperation. Are you following what I'm saying? There are tables that if you come there empty and it will kill you. So God has to make sure he has to equip you, pump you up, load you up, different things, fill you, furnish you here, all right, prepare you with this there. Then when he releases you, my God. And there are some of you here that the people around you, they are seeing men as trees. You are more than what you are, but they look down on you. There's a story I want to share. It is sensitive. I've never shared it before. Can I share it? Can I share it? Please help me delete this from the message, even the video. Mute this part. Cut it off. Some years ago, I went for a meeting. While I got to that meeting, fortunately, I was privileged to be seated beside a very beautiful sister. And I said to myself, Lord, you did a good work here. After all, I was praying, Lord, speak. Say, this is it. After the meeting, I just struck a conversation with the sister. How are you doing? God bless you. Wow, good to see you. Do you stay in this city? Say yes. Oh, wow, amazing. What do you do? This and that. You know, the way she was talking like, who are you? You know, okay, feel me, I beg. All right. I guess after the meeting, she went to check for my name on Facebook. I said, then she started calling and calling and calling and calling. She really needed me. I don't know for whom I'm sharing this. Learn to recognize value when you see one. Recognize it. Don't look down on people. This thing is not every time it's fasting and prayer. I'm your pastor, I can tell you. There are many people fasting and praying that it's not fasting and prayer, it's common sense. So I'm telling you. Except you want prophet and more color to collect your money. On the road, my daughter, the one who is calling his daughter is not wearing shoe. I saw that you have a problem. Even the devil too has a problem. You hear what I'm saying? And started calling her. Anyone who can recognize you is not worthy of your future. He must recognize you. Yes. You know, I went to minister somewhere this weekend. I love that house. When I got home, they brought me food. They bought from other. I said, I'm not eating. Where is that food that pastor Mrs. gave me? I said, that's the food I want to eat. Because I said, this man is blessed. The excitement with which the woman was supporting the ministry of the husband, I couldn't stop talking about it. I said, God. The pastor Mrs. was saying, pastor, she's somebody's wife. I said, I know. That's why I'm happy for him. I was seeing a woman who was happy. Sir, don't let anybody manage you. Manage you like this.
Hold on, sir.
I said, you that we are just managing. When you hear that, it is as important as quit notice. Managing you. Please sit down. See, this is how you will know the one that God has prepared for you. They will recognize the weight of your future when you don't look like it. See, they may meet you in your deepest problem, but they will stay. Either male or female. Recognition. If you give a blind man, alright, $1,000 bill, that's $1,000. Are you following me? Alright. And then you give him another bill of $500. Probably let's say we have $50,000 there. No. $1,000, 50K. No. Okay, yeah. Because that one that is $500 looks more, he will keep that. He can give the $1,000 bill out. Alright? People who are blind can't see value. Those angels were not going to pass in front of Abraham twice. Once. Sense of recognition. Recognition. And there are some of you brothers, until that sister is engaged, you know, say, I'm only fine to you. Where? Another man is taking care of the garden. Oh, eh? Say, we didn't know. Hunter. I didn't know. Me, I will talk to you. I will tell you, I'm your pastor. You better listen to me. Don't see men as trees. I'm telling you. Don't see men as trees. Be careful. Have wisdom. I told you, I don't pray for wisdom. I pray for sense. God give me sense. Because if somebody say you don't have wisdom, you still feel okay. But if they look at you and say, you don't have sense, you feel pained. True or not true? Say, I have sense. Tell that sister beside you, don't let anybody manage you. Alright? A guy is talking about you to his friend, and the friend is saying, well, my manager. Ah! Okay. You are asking him, is he managing you? Is that a question? Of course not. Are you managing? You know, I'm their pastor, I will talk. Let me say this to you. There are ladies that they may not have millions in their account, but when you marry them, you can't be poor. You can't be foolish too. They will not watch you become foolish. They carry anti-foolishness gene. I'm telling you. They will guide you. You know, I shared the story of a man that went to a petrol station to buy fuel. And he and his wife. And he saw his wife's ex selling petrol. And he laughed. You know? So like me, I can say that to my wife. I say, if you had married that guy. See yourself. And the woman said, if I married him, he would be the one behind the steering. That's a maker of kings. These ones are not looking for kings. Come the way you are, they will make you. But this is the balance. Some guys are project. Their mothers did not succeed. You may not succeed too. I will tell you bluntly. But there are guys that what they need is that which you are carrying. And if you put 1 + 1 here, you see the way they are coming out in flying colors, you are amazed. Are you following me? Check. When people relate with you, what are they leaving you with? More value or they devalue you? Are you following me? Say it, I'm a maker of kings. I'm a maker of kings. No one comes around me and remains small. If they have sacked you from different organizations, alright, you have been praying. Stop praying now. Wait. Go and write down their consistent complaints about you. If what they have been saying is the same, change your attitude, not your prayer point. Change your attitude. Sometimes you are the best person for the job, but your character will not allow them to use you. It is not enough to have it. There are some ladies I call team, I know who God says I am. You don't know them. No. Ah, I know who I am. Sure. Who said they don't know who you are? See, I know who I am. I know my worth. I know my value. And they are the ones that go and buy 5 yards of wrapper. If I come to your house and catch you tying wrapper, see, pastor is coming. Okay. Tell your neighbor, carry yourself well, my friend. I didn't say everybody, I said carry yourself well. That fellow at the back, I heard you. I said carry yourself well. You're important. Nobody wants a torn $100 bill. To carry yourself well. Don't let anyone who didn't create you bow your head in sorrow. Alright, regardless of what they are saying, stay true with your calling. Stay true. Alright, keep building on those things you are building. Invest quality resources in your time. Alright, you want to go far. Give you some few advice. Stop watching Nollywood. Stop. When you start a 2-hour movie, it will have reduced from the sense you are still managing. It will have taken from it. I'm telling you. Alright, lower your subscription on Netflix. There are some of you here, you have password of about 5 people. If this one is not subscribed, that would have subscribed. So for you, it's free to hear. Are you following what I'm saying? Reduce movies. Start buying books. Start buying books. But when I started buying books, one of the things I heard Bob Riley said in one of his books, he said, if you sell your clothes and buy books, the books will later clothe you. Some Christians don't read. They don't read books. And don't just read about the Holy Ghost. Read about leadership too. Alright, read about business. You have known so well about the Holy Ghost that now you can turn for 12 hours. Bless God for that. Alright, let's now translate that spiritual reality to physical value. Are you following what I'm saying? If you go to tongue in bank, they will sack you so you can go pray at home well. There's time for everything. You have to be balanced. There's time for everything. Are you following me? Say, I'm rich in value. Say, I recognize what is precious. Say it again. Say it one more time. Amen. Let me, in 2 minutes, let me just wrap up by saying this to you. Be careful of the way you shut the door of relationships. If you break those doors, they may still be the next door you need for your next level. Alright? Stop. Let me give you 2 words. Number one, stop going about the place hurting people. I recognize something. The fellow who is saying Papa today, alright, can be the one that you need to get to Aso Rock tomorrow. The fact that people follow you does not mean they are worthless. Alright, see the value that your followers represent. Sometimes I just sit down at home and I look at the guys. And I recognize something. No, this guy is more than this, my friend. This guy is loaded. Alright? And then I position myself well. This person is not normal, not ordinary. Now look at it. Alright, now we have more youth in church. People coming from different places and they are at a particular stage of their life where they don't look like their future. And you triple anyhow and say, you just sat down in here. That fellow might be your governor tomorrow. Recognize people. And build relationships intelligently. Sister, it is not everyone asking for your number that wants to date you. Okay? When they want to recommend you for something important, nobody has your contact. On Instagram, you have blocked everything. You bake cake, your number is not online. Should they call everyone to reach you? It is low self-esteem to hold numbers. Low self-esteem. You think it's giving you a sense of importance. I know who God says I am. Simple question. May I know you, please? I'm engaged. Who asked? Who asked you? You know the way many behave? If we are not dating, we are enemies. Who asked you? Just asking for your name. So I'm engaged. My name is. As you can see, I'm taking. Suffering and smiling. Build yourself. Learn to build relationships strategically. Be intelligent about it. Don't go about hurting people. You have somebody around you who is talking bad about the other fellow. Alright, mark that fellow. Yeah. Alright, if people talk somebody bad to you, they will talk you bad to somebody. That's the way it works. So you mark them and you behave yourself wisely. The Bible says you mark them that cause division. Mark them. And you carry yourself away from controversy. Don't be excited about controversy all the time. There are times to sit down, ask yourself, what am I doing wrong? Are you following me? That which God has placed within you needs people to come out. You need people. You need who? People. Alright, you need someone to recommend you. You need someone to advise you and counsel you. If you come to church and you can't have normal friends in church, where else? In club? That's why after service, I tell them quickly on the light. There are people who will not know them. What is hello? So I say, go and stand outside. All those people that are running away, hold them. Most times they have something powerful to offer. And we need those things. This church will help you. By see your face, anyway, I will note you. Ah! Yes, yes, I remember your face. Are you following me? Build relationships strategically. Strategically. Recognize what everyone carries. Don't be afraid. You know, you are the one looking at yourself with, based on your past, on what you don't have. Nobody is seeing you that way. Nobody is. You think they are seeing what is not working. People too have what is not working, sir. Everybody has one prayer point or the other. So wait. Build a relationship with them. Talk with them. Talk freely. Alright, you have a business idea. You recognize someone in church who has solutions, who is full of ideas, who knows how to execute things. Then you strike good relationship with fellow. While I was in secondary school, I make sure, alright, those who I know that I see them doing some strategic things in class, they are my friends. We are three. Build solid bond. We can help ourselves. Are you following me? You carry something. But for these things to be delivered, you need more than prayer and fasting. Even in ministry, you are a product of relationships. Yeah. In ministry, you'll be defined by your association. So it matters who you associate with. It is also important you associate. Or sometimes they say, for this fellow to be close to you, we can trust him. Can we get this fellow to do something? Sometimes I get calls. Pastor Femilas, I want to recommend three people to help me work into organization. I say, I have, sir. And how can you recommend someone who has not spoken about the need for the job? A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Learn to speak. If you stand before the king and they ask you what is your problem, tell them. That's not the time to be humble. If somebody has the key to open your door, don't keep quiet. Tell them, I even need this door. Change, sir. I'm ready. Praise God. Strategically. You can't continue like this, oh. 15K, 10K inside your account. For how long? For how long? You know, I sense in my heart to pray for you about the wisdom needed for delivery. There's a wisdom for it. How many of you are ready to receive it? For some of you, fear has limited you for too long. Break out of those molds. Rise to your feet, people. Somebody stay on the keyboard. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Wisdom for strategic delivery. Wisdom. Say loud and clear. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Wisdom for strategic delivery. Lekom brume kilatiba. Alama kam brume kalish. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Hear me. You are here, and certain relationships that are God ordained that should have produced something, it is at the verge of dying. Go back and strengthen it now. Go and strengthen God ordained relationships that is at the verge of dying. Now humble yourself. For the sake of the future, humble yourself and re-strengthen the bond. Reassure the individual, I'm still here. God wants to bring something out of it. I stretch my hands towards you and I decree and declare, you are full of wisdom. Amen. From now onward, opportunity will no longer pass you by. Amen. The God who made the heavens and the earth will help you. Amen. You have strategic wisdom for connection. Amen. Strategic wisdom for delivery. In the name of Jesus.
From now onward, I command, go forward. I said, go forward. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, blessed Father. You know, I have a word for somebody here. Alright, stop leaving your mail unattended to. You are applying in different places and you are not checking your mail. What kind of life is that? Alright, stop leaving your mail unattended to. Glory to God. If you have been blessed in church today, rejoice and give God praise.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.